DW.
Traffic jams, nowhere to park, poor air quality. Back in the 90s, that was normal in the city of Pontevedra in northwest Spain. At the time, the city had a population of 75,000 people and almost as many cars. But now, it sounds like this. The once car-filled streets are now lined with tables and chairs outside cozy cafes. They're shaded by leafy trees, the sun peeking through onto the cobblestones, no longer trampled by traffic. Behind the city's transformation is Miguel Fernandez Loras, a man who, in fact, hails the car as one of the greatest achievements of the 20th century. For long-distance travel, anyway. But cars are just not compatible with city life, he says.
The cars are very bad for the city. They occupy a lot of space. This street had between 14 and 15,000 cars a day on it, in addition to all the rest of the cars in the city.
That's Fernandez Loras, the mayor of Pontevedra, remembering what it was like before the street was pedestrianized. Mr. Fernandez Loras became the city's mayor in 1999, and during his first weeks in office, he banned cars from the city's historic center. There were protests, complaints, even lawsuits, but he stuck to his plan. Owning a car doesn't mean you automatically own public space, he says.
When you buy a car, you don't buy the right to occupy the public space. The opposition always comes from fear of change or because they think they will lose something. But their position would change if they could see the economic and the social benefits.
In the end, he managed to convince people, though. With strong arguments and, above all, the experience that the community had seeing how its economy benefited from the change. Nowadays, even former critics are happy that the city is car-free. One of them is Miguel Lago, who runs a supermarket and heads a retail trade association. He was worried that the car ban would put customers off.
At the beginning, people were worried about the effects it would have. But then they realized it was an opportunity to invest in the area, and now everyone is keen to do so.
Pontevedra is not totally car-free. Before the ban, 70% of streets were dominated by cars. Now, 70% give absolute priority to pedestrians. Cars are allowed in the traffic-calmed areas, but parking there is very limited, only with a special permit, and even then, only for 15 minutes. Patrol cars with cameras check license plates to make sure drivers are sticking to the rules. Policeman Manuel O'Meal is among those on patrol.
The number of accidents has completely fallen. We've had 8 years without any traffic fatalities. Before, 2 to 3 people were killed every year.
On the outskirts of the city, there are now huge car parks with space for 15,000 cars. This young woman travels to the city for work each day.
For me, it's ideal.
And older people are happy that they don't have to worry about getting run over.
I can walk on the street completely relaxed without fear of being hit by a car. It's wonderful.
Although it's not 100% car-free, Pontevedra shows that it can work when people take priority over cars. And most people in the Galician city want it to stay that way.
DW.